Good morning. Welcome to the FTS bet slip on Thursday, the 11th of February. It is pod number 750. Where to start? Oh, Sam's deciding to call me while I was doing that. She's pocket dialed me. That's getting the. I don't know what's going on, honestly. What is going on? Right, I'm back with you. What are we talking about? I don't even know where to start with last night. You go to. I said to Suggsy this morning, in the next 5 years, there won't be a team go to Goodison Park, score 4 goals, and not win the game. It's just cabbage, isn't it? It's just, honestly, that team, I need to do something else. They never fail to find a way to just wind me up even more. I mean, all the Mourinho sort of out people who say, oh, he plays defensive football. Well, that's what happens when he tries to play attacking football. We're on the front foot. Should have perhaps been 3 up in the first 10 minutes. But in doing that, we can't get bodies behind the ball and our defenders are garbage. But then when he does try and defend for 60 minutes, we can't do that either because our defenders are garbage. It's just defence and midfield are absolute cabbage. Players are garbage. I mean, Winks for that 5th goal. I was thinking about, I didn't say it to Suggsy this morning on the phone, but I was thinking back to what Suggsy said to me when I first told him he was garbage, and it's the exact phrase that came to me when I was coming back home, I was walking the dog. I said, the exact phrase was, he does a job. Yeah, he does a job, all right. An absolute garbage one. I don't know where to start with it. But fair play, Everton. Score 5 good goals. Finished them all well. Best of luck in the next round. And as the 31 years of Spurs not reaching an FA Cup final, dreadful, really. And triggered a few of the old clippity-clop fans like yesterday. Nice, surprisingly, 2 Liverpool fans. Little bit narky responses. I'm deeply sorry that Jurgen Klopp lost his mother and can't travel to Germany to the funeral. I've got a good friend of mine down in Devon who lost his mum last week and can't go to the funeral in Scotland this week. But he doesn't be an arse about it. And Klopp has become a bit of an arse, simple as that. And somebody sent me, even a Liverpool fan yesterday said, I totally agree with you, and sent me a clip I hadn't seen where he says to the guy on Being Sports or whatever it is about, you've had 2 questions, you've used them. There's just no need for it. Just no need for that. There's no need to be like that. And it's not, I did say, it's not just Klopp. Mourinho's got it in him. You know, most of them do it. It just, I don't know why they can't just sit. They know they've got to do their press duties. Do them. Lose graciously, win graciously, and move on. Simple as that. Don't need to be an arse to anybody about it. And he was an arse to that Des Kelly a while back, and he was an arse to that being guy the other day. There's just no need for it. And certainly saying things like, you're asking for stick, no matter the circumstances, if you're going around saying the goalkeeper miskicked it because he's got cold feet. Do me a favour. Professional flipping people paid hundreds of thousands a week. Apologies, upset a couple of the old Liverpool fans. Right, there's no football today. I've got a Zoom in a minute with Chrissy. I've got Excel issues which I'm going to resolve hopefully in the next couple of hours with Chris. Just something I said yesterday, let somebody get involved with something and they've messed it up, and I just need to check that's all functioning before tomorrow. But there's no football for today, nothing on FDD. FDD have uploaded the Masters and all the results are up to date, bar today, obviously, with no games. So if you want to grab those, they'll be online for 14 days. Dave will be sending out the training stuff sometime over the next couple of days, I would think, to people. So we're all good to go. I've just got to get this Excel issue up to speed so everything's running, and we'll be ready to go again tomorrow. Ultimate session tomorrow, and off we go again. First day there hasn't been any football for a long time. I'm so used to it, I didn't even know there wasn't any today. It wasn't until I ran the process this morning that I realised there weren't any games on. Obviously no racing with the snow, so nothing happening much at all. I will leave you to your Thursday, and I will be back with the EPL preview tomorrow. I've had a difficult few weeks, obviously being ill, then the power cut. This week it's been Excel issues. I'm hoping that next week I can crack on with some of the bits I want to, helping people and getting some admin and things up to speed. Once I've got all this done, it always seems to be something. And I know you say, yeah, somebody said to me, you always have something. I do. I mean, it's, well, I do have a lot of sort of individual bits that make up what I do, and when one goes wrong, it affects everything else. But old Chrissy will be the boy, sort this out today, and we'll be back full action tomorrow. So yeah, I'll be back Ultimate Process tomorrow, back with a preview, and then pods as normal going forward. Anything you want me to discuss, anything you want to hear about, give me a shout. I want to try and move into a bit of the theory stuff, but I'm going to do that after we finish the Mindset Mondays. I'm then going to move into perhaps Thursday theory. Who knows? Have a good Thursday. I'm going to go and headbutt the wall about Spurs while I wait for Chrissy Boy.